Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Welcome back, folks. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And as you know, on this show, we stick up for Main Street and not Wall Street and the big agendas and the liability immunity of the powers that be. So America has gone from freedom and liberty to fascism and authoritarianism. And so what I want to talk about here is what I talked about on Friday a little bit, and I hope President Trump or his people listens to this. I'm going to be very politically incorrect, as I always try and be. And again, that is just code for telling the truth. Now, as most of you know, you know, I don't refer to the book often because I feel that the book, I've gotten so many copies of the book back where the table of contents was gone, the introductory chapter was gone, the first chapter, second chapter gone, words been turned around, words and sentences have been eliminated. We've been in a book burning arena for probably about a decade, and it's not getting any better. So the Nazi left, who wants to control the media, control the police, eliminate citizen journalism, eliminate due process, who are anti-homeschools, anti-parents controlling the curriculum. Our courts, judges, and lawyers selling out the American people in the name of justice. Voter fraud, election fraud, where the left wants to do mail-in voting. And I've quoted Joseph Stalin many times, where the voter means nothing, and I'm paraphrasing him right now, but who counts the votes means everything. So as we, the patriots, the little guy, fights authoritarianism, communism, socialism, tyranny, dictatorships, fascism, what do we do? I know people are waking up, but the silent majority must not only wake up, we must speak up. We have to do something about it, because all this phony benevolence to the phony economy, to the phony philanthropy, basically all they are doing is passing laws so they say they're paying more taxes, but they're not, because they have every loophole in the world. And they're taking away the good jobs through artificial intelligence, automation, and robotics. And then they leave the opportunities for basically people who are based on certain groups to give this phony benevolence, when all they're doing is taking money from the bottom 93% and redistributing it to the super wealthy who already have money. And they've even admitted to population control. They've admitted to gosh, even bills and legislation with the number 666 attached to it. So I think everything is now out in the open, and they're trying to recruit as many on their side as possible. But we have to stand up for the rule of law. We have to stand up for the little people. We have to stand up for hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. And we can no longer protect and enable the most corrupt country companies in our country or world. So what I'm going to say to President Donald Trump is I'm going to tell my personal story again. And I want to warn President Trump that sure he realizes that the rule of law has been eliminated and there's no credibility left. Because the little guy doesn't get that protection, just the big guy. When I worked for GSK or GlaxoSmithKline, I'm going to go through that story again. I was instructed not to do that, but I don't really care. Because when you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it five times harder. President Trump, you're working, I read an article, and I don't know if a lot of this information has been purged, so if I'm incorrect here, I apologize. But I read an article about you working with an ex-executive of GlaxoSmithKline, GSK, involved in a vaccine plan. You have to realize this company, they don't apologize for anything. They just take, they'll look at someone like me as a disgruntled employee, even though I wanted a demotion. A demotion. I want you to think about, when I mentioned these articles, which I have over the air before, if you were a small business and did these behaviors, not only would your business, would it survive, or would you be in prison? So I'm going to start with these articles again, because it really shows how much protectionist status Big Pharma has. We've talked about this in many details. Here's an article, U.S. Media Blackout, Italian Court Rules Vaccine Cause Autism. This is a GlaxoSmithKline product. Mr. President, do you really want to work with an ex-executive, and do you really believe he's not associated on the table with GlaxoSmithKline anymore, when Italian court rules vaccine cause autism regarding a GlaxoSmithKline product? In fact, there was another article saying that GSK was paying out $63 million to vaccine victims. Do you really want to go there, Mr. President? Next article. Pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released 45 liters of concentrated live polio virus in the environment. And this is in Belgium. Don't you love self-righteousness? Next article. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined for $3 billion for drug marketing. And Big Pharma criminality no longer a conspiracy theory. Bribery, fraud, price fixing, now a matter of public record. And yes, these articles are published in the public domain. So when GlaxoSmithKline are basically fined for bribing doctors, lying to the FDA, hiding clinical trial data and fraudulent marketing, fabricating drug safety data and lying to the FDA, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions, deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs, relied on deceptive practices to earn billions of dollars while selling potentially dangerous drugs to unsuspecting consumers and medical patients. I believe, it doesn't get published often, but the third leading cause of death is basically medical malpractice. So, now I realize that it's not just GSK that's defrauded Medicare out of billions. Just like Bill Clinton, who basically took gazillions of dollars out of Social Security to replace them with IOUs. But for you people who expect to get Social Security, when your Social Security payment is worthless, it's been dissolved, where they've inflated the U.S. dollar to oblivion, and your purchasing power is nothing, are you planning on going to GlaxoSmithKline management and stockholders and demanding your money? I'm just curious how this is going to work. See, my personal experience with GlaxoSmithKline has nothing to do with being a disgruntled employee. It has everything to do with the rule of law, everything to do with the same rules, laws, and accountability, everything to do with not allowing certain people to demand no rights and restitution or rule of law. And it's especially not enabling or protecting the most corrupt companies in the country and in the world with liability immunity. So when I was working, I'm going to try to do a long story short. The story's in the book, but I'm sure it's totally out of context. I was having problems with my legs and my right side. I was getting numbness and pain shooting down my arm and into my legs. I even had managers, believe it or not, who were older than me, drive for me on occasion because I was in so much pain. Now, they didn't know I was driving on painkillers on occasion because my lawyers told me that they would have basically sacked me right then and there because of liability paranoia. So I was driving with these painkillers, and I even had letters from doctors, orthopedic surgeons, neurosurgeons, demanding that I have reduced to half driving time. So basically, I tried to do a part-time job share. And basically, they made it very clear they didn't care if anybody lived or died. So I tried to do a part-time job share, and human resources told me that part-time job shares were for females only. I contacted about 30 attorneys during that certain time period, and I had lawyers tell me that as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I didn't have enough group self-pity points. One lawyer told me that if I was a female and the same exact thing happened to me where human resources told me I could not get that job because you're female, I would have been on the 5 o'clock news that night with a $10 million lawsuit. And I had, and you can ask Vince Finelli because I sent this to him years ago. I had awards and numbers and great, great records on production, proven results, qualifications that meant nothing. And you could also verify that with Vincent Finelli. You could verify him what I told him a few years ago, about a year and a half after I self-published the book. I had someone visit me in a parking lot in the Flathead who followed me and gave me a little short talking to, basically a threat. And he said he worked for GlaxoSmithKline under the table. Who am I going to call? The FDA? The FBI? The CIA? The DOJ? Well, they're all bought and paid for. Who do you call? So, what could I do? They have time to edit, pay off witnesses, possibly do something else to the witnesses. And I'm not saying that all synthetic drugs are bad, folks. I'm just saying maybe you should visit a naturopath first before you go to a regular diagnostician if you're planning on getting prescription drugs. There are some good ones, but a lot of them are unnecessary. We'll be back right after this break. I really appreciate you being here. It's amazing how fast time goes.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. FrontSite, America's gun training destination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And it's amazing to me how fast time goes on this show. I have all these notes, all these talking points, and I'm lucky if I get through 50%. And I realize I'm going a little slower today than I normally do. But I want to make people realize how serious we are in, because America has been yielding to the quitter. Basically, the person who has the most victim group or protectionist group status, or to the most offended. So you cry wolf, you eliminate hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, and we wonder why we can't compete in this world of excuses. And the consequences are we're all watching a parade that's titled "The Emperor Has No Clothes." And this is why the rich get richer. This is why America's top 10% of wealth average more than 9 times as much income as the bottom 90%. And the wealthiest 1% hold over 50% of its wealth, not just in America, but in the world. So we either speak up or we die. That's basically what it boils down to. A true patriot really has the guts to be hated, and we have to work together or we will die alone. Everybody has to play a role, Because when you really realize the sociopath, the psychopath, they need to be loved for their fake benevolence, nobility, self-righteousness, and philanthropy. Again, the biggest mouths are the biggest gazillionaires. And this is why we need laws of excess, because earning and work has been delegitimized. Now, one last thing about that story about me and GlaxoSmithKline. I just found out a few days ago, it's just a coincidence, that the lawyer I had, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is my disclaimer, this is speculation. I really enjoyed the lawyer I had, because I went to 30 different attorneys. No one would take my case against GSK. They were either threatened or coerced or blackmailed or blacklisted or intimidated somehow. Well, my lawyer took this case, and then he dropped it. He dropped my case. I just found out a few days ago that my lawyer who dropped my case is now running for the Montana Supreme Court. I better know what everybody's thinking. Again, my disclaimer is this is speculation. I like this guy. He was a nice guy. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to ruin his chances because it is speculation. But what everybody's thinking right now, did GlaxoSmithKline pay him off with money or influence to receive a high position in the future? Don't know. That's why I call it speculation. But this is what's happening, folks. You know, we hear a lot of people using terms like, it's for the greater good. It's the right thing to do. Now, some people mean well, but are they setting up plausible deniability or self-righteousness? Are they transferring guilt, judging others? Where has that gotten us? It's the right thing to do. It's for the greater good. This is why we need practice what you preach laws. Because we are a country of double standards and hypocrisy based on what group you're in. And it boils down to two groups, victim group status and protectionist group status. And the protectionist group status is the elite, especially the children of the elite. Because there's more legislation for trusts and transferring wealth and inheritances than there is for opportunity, even when we don't have the law protecting us. Even when the law is deliberately going after us. We need the same rules, laws, and accountability, folks. We need to stand for principle. And I will be back right after the bottom of the hour break. I really appreciate you being here. Be back on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
it's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But We're going to be all right.
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Former WWE wrestler Shad Gaspard is still missing nearly 2 days after reportedly being swept away by a riptide off Venice Beach in California. L.A. County and U.S. Coast Guard rescuers looked for the 39-year-old wrestler for several hours yesterday after lifeguards rescued his 10-year-old son on Sunday afternoon. That happened after Gaspard reportedly motioned to them where the boy was before he then went under, possibly for the last time. Boston's Fenway Park will host the first stadium concert with a couple of superstar musicians since the pandemic began, but there won't be fans in the stands, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Dropkick Murphys will perform a live concert from empty Fenway Park, according to the band. The show, dubbed Streaming Out of Fenway, a play on the group's song Shipping Up to Boston, will be streamed live on the band's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Twitch pages on May 29th. Bruce Springsteen will also be joining them from a remote location. Together, they'll play a Dropkick Murphys song and a Springsteen song. In a post on its website, the group said it is the first band in history to play a full show in an empty sports stadium and the first to play on the dirt and grass of Fenway Park's infield. The concert, which is free of charge, will raise money for Boston's Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, and Feeding America. I'm John Hunt.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today. Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And sometimes I probably say things that shock a lot of people. But if we don't say it, if we don't say the truth, do we expect ourselves to be? In the rule and law of hypocrisy and double standards and brainwashing. Now, I'll tell you right now, if I get suicided, I think we all know who's going to do it. And, you know, this is what happens when you're in the alternative media. A lot of people get threats. That's just the way it is. When you stick up for your country, when you stick up for the little guy, when you stick up for the same rules, laws, accountability, and truth, That's what you get. Now, we all have to move forward, but in a land where work has even been delegitimized, it's hard to do when there's very little trust out there. It's impossible when we see the elite feather their own nest with power, money, and control, and literally take money out of our pockets and say, no, they're not doing it. That's called gaslighting. What we really need right now, folks, are patriots, not some Ivy League skull and bones secret society. The problem has been that the leader is trying to be bigger than the ideas. The leader can't be bigger than the ideas. Now, President Trump, he's bombarded again from traitors and cowards. We wouldn't even be in this position if it wasn't for him. But he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the patriots and the alternative media. And we have to make sure that the ideas are bigger than the leader or leaders. We have to make sure the powers that be listen to the people. And all I see is when ideas get released, the powers that be, if they can't take credit for them personally, they do not publicize the ideas. In fact, they purge them. And this leads to more fascism. And this is why we need to get rid of fascism, because fascism, when you really think about it, it limits the number of authority figures. So there's less people to bribe, blackmail, blacklist, threaten, etc. I try to, if you saw the fire hazard of notes that I had in front of me, you wouldn't believe it. I just don't even know where to go next sometimes, but since I, one of my specialties is talking about truth and getting rid of political correctness, I am really going to go out there right now, okay? And this is regarding a topic that I hear so often on almost every venue, and that is God, and that is especially Christianity, because I grew up, I was confirmed, I was baptized, I went through all that communion and all that stuff. And on the air, when I don't have a lot of time, I don't get in depth because I don't have time. I'm usually sharing the airwaves with somebody else, or I'm being interviewed, or I'm interviewing somebody else as a guest host. And I usually go in the direction that the guest wants, out of common consideration. So regarding Christianity and God, the reason I got to tell people, and Mr. President, if you're listening, I know you're a believer, but this is why I just say I don't know. And I think there's millions of people in my camp, and this isn't a disclaimer or an excuse. It's just I don't know. If I start saying, being promoting God and something, I think I'm going to look like a bit of a hypocrite. And I'm also going to look like I'm hedging my bet. So if there is a heaven, I get to go to it. But if there's a God, I think he's going to see through it. I just say I don't know because, and let me just talk about some of the facts, statistics, and math that leads me in this direction. Okay, when I see the marriage rate, it's at 6.5 people per 1,000 people. I see the divorce rate at 70 to 75%, and that's Christians too. I've seen Christian wives on television for about a 20-year period bragging about how this is their starter marriage. And then the poor husband is in the background saying, no, I gave my word till death do us part, in sickness and in health. Then he loses the house. He loses the kids. He loses everything but gets the bills for everything. I see a lot of people, and I know I'm really stepping into it here, but I feel in my heart and in my mind, we need guts and courage and these discussions more than anything, because the hypocrisies and double standards are breaking our back. I see a lot of people in the realm of religious self-righteousness producing less forgiveness and making more people feel guilty and judging them. I see churches gone, so many have gone to 501c3 churches. And the pastors and the congregations are getting smaller. I see the rule of law gone, restitution gone, rights for the little people gone. I see versions of the Bible becoming more politically correct. God forbid we want to offend somebody, even if it's the truth. I see more welfare for the wealthy. I see cardinals, priests, bishops, and what they're doing to little boys and girls. This show's on AM and FM. I can't say these things. But you know what I'm talking about. I see the Pope at the same time, when this happens, says the church is no place for homosexuals. And if you're a regular listener, you know I always, always stick up for adult mutual consensual sex. But when you're doing little boys and sometimes even little girls, that's not adult mutual consensual sex. These are not big words. I see young and old being abused. I see pedophilia running rampant. And let me tell you something, folks. I am far from an angel. But pedophilia, these little kids are never going to have a normal life, ever. When you've had that type of trauma as a little kid, you got no chance of looking at life logically, intelligently. I see no arrest for thousands of people who have frequented Jeffrey Epstein's places and islands. I see the selling of baby parts and literally videos of chopping them up while they're alive, and the people who take the videos get fined or go to jail. I remember one story about priests in Italy. They had all these, there's like 40 of them. They had like male escorts. And I had, again, adult mutual consensual sex. I have no problem with it. But when you're talking against certain behaviors, you shouldn't be doing it. This is just common sense and logic. You know, in the book, I think it was chapter 15, I don't even know because so much of what I have written has been changed by the powers that be in the book printing era we're in. We've asked for self-sufficiency preparedness schools to help. We would have saved millions of people. I mean, here in Montana, when I dreamed growing up in New York City, I dreamed about coming here and being a mountain man, about living off the land, about hunting and fishing, growing a garden, harvesting edible and medicinal plants. That's kind of what I do. But when I see, now granted this is a per capita number, so you can argue this, but when I see people in Montana being ranked number one for suicide, number one for meth, when I feel we're living in the best place in the world because we're not teaching our children right, they've been taught how to push buttons and be politically correct, and they have no skill sets coming out of school, and they've been socially and politically indoctrinated. And then I see, instead of the elite who can really be a benefit to the people with these self-sufficiency preparedness schools, teaching them off-grid living, teaching them how to raise animals, butcher them, grow a garden, communicate, a little math, a little economy, even balancing the checkbook. Kids don't learn that in school. But I see the elite building bunkers and buying big ranches and islands with their money. And here they are pretending this benevolence and philanthropy. It's all phony. So, for those of you who are Christian, and I know lots of them, and I do know some of them who practice what they preach, I really do, they're not imperfect. Everyone will say that we're all imperfect sinners. Man, I'm at the top of the list. But when you see hypocrisy and you see double standards and you see certain people not saying anything because they don't want to offend somebody or they don't want to stand up for what they believe in, What's the sense in saying you're a Christian? I just don't know. That's why I say on the air all the time, I just don't know. Now, this is probably in my 9 years of being on the air, probably the longest I've talked about this. But my answer will always be, I just don't know. Because I don't. And boy, am I an imperfect sinner. But we have to move forward. And we have to rebuild trust. But we have to rebuild a country, an economy. We have the rule of law. It's called the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have a president who's working for a dollar a year. A president who we've proved on almost every show in the alternative media that there were planned coups against him. I sure hope that we have military charges against these people. So I hear Graham and a lot of people saying we're not going to go after the people at the top. It's very disturbing. You know, our country is in a very precarious spot. When you look at future prosperity, the so-called wealth, currency, money, we can talk about that. We have for hours power, perceived power. When the rule of law is gone, we have no rule of law. We have rule of what group you're in. And technology, I see surveillance and censorship setting all these precedents. I see 5G, so many other technologies with electromagnetic radiation reducing our immune system. What do we do? We have to speak about it. We have to read and research. I'll be right back, folks, after the break.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Rich Sheeben here for the last segment of the show. I appreciate you being here. I want you to remember that I am an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. So I want you to think what you could do. Because 50% of you are probably better and smarter than me. We have to stand up. The silent majority must be ended. And I was talking before the break, and I'll probably end up with this because this is a very short segment, about future prosperity and measuring a country's direction. I talked about how rule of law, gone. Technology, basically benefiting the elite to be used against the little people. Education, I see social and political indoctrination, where 90% of the degrees are worthless. I've, over the years, quoted many, many lines from Marx and Alinsky, Cloward and Pippin, the Frankfurt School, and their strategy, and hopefully woken up a lot of people, because they are using this as one of their main playbooks. I see competitiveness in America. When you lower the bars of standards based on what group you're in, you eliminate opportunity, you destroy your middle class, and you create socialism, protection, and liability immunity for the biggest companies, the most corrupt companies in the world. I see economic output and productivity not heading in the right direction, like with stock buybacks and crony capitalism and our debt, robotics, and artificial intelligence taking over everything. I see military strength lowering the bars of standards and basically promoting what groups you're in for promotions. I see the biggest debate in the military being transgenderism instead of raising the bars of standards and expectations. I see our reserve currency, the Federal Reserve note. And yeah, you got to ask yourself. I realize with the cleanest shirt in the laundry, we've talked about this in great detail. But how long is this going to last when we're digitally printing and giving the majority of that money to the wealthy and groups that don't deserve it and haven't earned it? And we've talked about this regarding the missing 96% of the wealth that's been created out of thin air. And I don't have time to go through that again. I look at government confidence. There's a lot of confidence in President Trump, but he inherited corruption to the core. The FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, DOJ, central banks, lawyers, judges. But there's no rights or restitution under the rule of law, only protecting big government and big corrupt corporations while trying to set precedents along the way with a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on victim group or protectionist group status. I see non-functional, unsustainable gig economies going down. I see manufacturing perception of self-importance and preservation. How can there be confidence when every corner you go around is hypocrisy and double standards based on who you are? Corruption, manipulation, fraud, racketeering, crimes, pedophilia, treason, sedition, espionage. I see less transparency and less light at the end of the tunnel for the people. I see the avoidance of declassifications, which enforces a caste system. I see the powers that be, and I don't mean President Trump, I mean mostly the people on the left and rhinos that don't even want rallies or peaceful assemblies. I see the mainstream media being totally bought and paid for, and they want to make rallies and debates and voting a virtual reality stunt. I see banks with no origination risk getting free treasury money and lending it out to businesses for profit. Again, delegitimizing work. The Federal Reserve buying everything. We're turning into Japan. And the Fed can lend directly to the people and buy the assets from the middle class. But no, we have to have capitalism. And the people at the top, they don't just get socialism. They get too big to fail, too big to jail, and anything they want to do, they get to do. But at the same time, they want to give us medical passports with chips implanted under our skin or tattoos. More entertainment, more breads and circuses, and dumbing down and dividing the people. Every teacher should be, in my opinion, 60 years old. They should be doing part-time job shares. They should be teaching practical experience and not theory. They need to have 15 years of successful private sector experience. People, we either stand up for the rule of law now, or everything that our combat soldiers, over a million of them, died for in mud and dirt, blood, will be for naught. It's up to us. It's up to you. I want to thank you for being here. You all have a great day. I'll see you next time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.